Jen Hale here from the NFL on Fox. You're listening to Taking Me Over with Billy Gunn.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your
What's up? Good evening. You're listening to another episode of Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, and I am your host, Billy Gunn, on this, the official sports wagering podcast of the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network. For the last time, it's going to be a weird episode because this is the last time that Taking the Over is going to appear on the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network. And that's both exciting and a little bittersweet, sad too. So it's going to be a little bit of a different episode, but I've got some friends with me tonight, and they are some of my best friends in the world, and I love these guys. I've got a few guys from Dome Patrol United Podcast Network with me tonight. This is kind of like a send-off of the show. And we're also going to talk about the gambling Armageddon that occurred this weekend. I mean, like, we have to.
Money.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of what this whole thing has been all about the entire time. So it's a little more than, like, it's not, I don't really want to say it's serendipitous because, like speaking straight to the listeners, when I started this show, the entire idea was when gambling had finally descended upon the state of Louisiana, and I saw the legislation as passed included the apps, and so I knew that once the apps hit, that this thing was on like pecans made by somebody named Bergeron. Like, I mean, it's gonna happen, right? So like I said, this is gonna be the last episode of Taking the Over on the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network, because I have agreed to go on to a different network and also kind of establish my own individual Taking the Over feed. And we're going to talk about that tonight, as well as the gambling explosion. But the first guest that I want to introduce before we get into any of that is my big brother, Jeff. OG founder of the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network, a fantastic podcaster, a fantastic talent, a fantastic man, a dear, deep friend of mine that if it was not for Jeff, I would have never even had an opportunity or platform. Jeff gave me a voice. When Jeff and Jason, the other guys, started the Dome Patrol, 11, 12 years ago?
2010.
August of 2010.
Mm-hmm. That's 11 and some months now.
11 and change.
So, I mean, dude, I was y'all's biggest fan from day one.
I remember.
And that's the weird thing about leaving is, like, Taking the Over is going to a different network. But I'm not leaving y'all as friends because the friendship that I've found. Yeah.
Right. Bye bye, donkeys.
You're dead to me.
Is he gone yet?
Right.
We're here to make sure you leave.
Okay. That's good. That's good. Well, we could do that too. Dude, listen.
No.
Don't tempt me with a good time. No, but Jeff, for real, you gave me the platform. And I mean, it's like, what you could say, how high stakes is it to just go, hey, I've got this friend and we're just going to give him a show on this feed that we've built for 11 years and not, you know, like, you don't have any, if I suck, it's really bad for you because we're gonna like ask me to leave.
No, it's not. You're gonna be just like Jeff.
Hey, wait a minute.
Welcome to the show. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay. No, I remember it. So you'd been a guest on the Dome Patrol, but when we were the single show for years and years and years and years, and you'd been a guest at certain times, and we'd have a raucous good time. Sometimes we wouldn't even remember things that are on the editing floor will never be seen or heard from again. And then I remember, like, cause if you ever were to come to me anytime with an idea for a show, right? Mm-hmm. It'd have been like, yes, absolutely. If Gunn's got an idea for a show, let's make it happen. As long as it's not redundant, duplicative, right? Mm-hmm. You don't want to have two of the same show. Mm-hmm. And that was also at the time when we were starting to consider doing this multi-show format for the podcast. And you came up with this idea for a sports wagering angle to take, mm-hmm. right? So it's, we're Saints fans, and this is for Saints fans who bet and who love to live the life of debauchery and the what is it, the degenerate lifestyle. And to me, it's almost like we're not like the network who listens to idea pitches for shows and signs the show, but it felt like that, right? Because you pitched right. this idea for a show, and it's like, okay, so first of all, it's Gunn, Billy Gunn. If you can put a microphone in front of him, then you do that. And so in some ways, it doesn't matter what the show was going to be. The fact that you wanted to host your own show was okay. And then in other ways, that you had a really, really good angle, like a really unique kind of take yeah. on what it could be for the Dome Patrol fans or listeners, so that they could listen to another show that wasn't a repeat of the Saints show. Right.
All right.
And so, yeah, like absolutely anytime. And you know, when you move on to the next network, the next phase, I'm going to be a listener because like we were talking to Trevor Bruno in the Discord group the other day, and he was saying about like, he goes, I could listen to Gunn talk about anything. What did he say, Scott? Like he was like,
he's like, yeah, he's like, his voice is just amazing. Like I can listen to him like do anything. Like he's like, I'd really like to hear like what he has to think about like the Ukraine and Russia and all that stuff going on right now. Or, I was
like, Trevor Bruno, spoiler alert, no you don't.
And I think Trevor's in the military, so I think
yeah.
he had
a oh yeah no interest. Well I was shit.
So
my well, first degree is in political science, but I'm not doing
it. I was going to say, for those who don't know, I know you from way back in right. the day. I know right. how politically astute you are.
Right, right.
And I agree with Trevor that I could listen to if you had a political show
mm-hmm.
or an issues show, not even political, right? Not political.
Well, that's the thing. Like part of this opportunity and part of my obligation as far as like the number of shows is it's going to require that some weeks I do more than one show, right? So they'll be taking the over, and then there's gonna be something else, and that's
taking
pretty much
under.
Gonna be taking
the under.
Never, no.
I don't know. Didn't we win with the under this weekend?
Well, we got it. Sometimes, yes, we did. Yes, we did. And like I said, New Year's, I proclaim to take unders this year, and you know, there's situations to do it. Let's get through intros. Jason was the first ever guest on Taking the Over.
Yeah,
Jason was the first ever guest on Taking the Over, and he edited the first two episodes for me. And I was never more inspired to go like buy a new fucking computer and teach myself how to edit and download software in one day. After realizing the burden that I was putting on Jason to edit my shit, like he was like, "Why would you know?"
Like that's why we did more shows, so more people could edit.
Yeah. We brought people in to right, share the editing.
Jason, welcome to Taking the Over. What's your number?
I'll go with the 1.5. I'll be creeping up. I mean, I got home and I made a cocktail, so the number will be creeping up a little bit. Not gonna get too nuts, but definitely have to have a number. I love the fact that. Like when I knew when you wanted to do the show, I'm like, if you're into it and you're really into doing it, it's going to work out because that's part of it. You know, you have to really be invested. You have to want to do it, and you definitely have the desire, and it's fun. It was a fun show. I'm glad I could come on before. I'd like to come on again at some point. Maybe oh, when dude. Like the oh, like, when like the golf majors, you know, run around.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Golf shows. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the thing, well, the thing about Jason and like it, I've met a lot of people in life, right? And sometimes you encounter the same types of people and it becomes an archetype. And Jason, I've met like two or three Jasons in my life, in that Jason is one of the most badass dudes on the planet, but he's so fucking low key that you're never going to get a read on him unless you have kind of met some dudes like that before. Right. And yeah, you know, I mean like anything that, yeah, I mean, you speak straight. That's why I love your Saints analysis. Like I love your Saints analysis the most because you're not just throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks. You know, like you fucking, when you speak, it carries a loud voice, especially like, I mean, if as again, I'm the number one fan of the Dome Patrol fucking podcast in the world. I've listened to all this shit obsessively. Jason throughout the years knows what the fuck's going on.
It was interesting. I actually went back and watched like, or listened to like our third episode is somehow on the site and listened to it. And I was surprised at how professional we sounded.
For three episodes.
For three episodes. I thought we were, this is going to be the worst thing to listen to.
Like fake it till you make it, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. Like, yeah, it all started with a hobby. I'm so excited that you get to move on. And I, like I said, I can't, I'm going to listen every week.
Yeah. Well, you know where, I mean, I feel obligated to throw this in right now. Just on any major podcast app, on your Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Google Play, just search Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, and you'll find me. I've got a new logo. I'm pretty stoked about it. Yeah.
Did you hide like a little like DP in the picture somewhere?
I probably can. I don't think I have yet. I can make that happen though.
Did your new friends make the logo for
no,
you?
No, they didn't. And they have like they're still like their branding is yet to come onto it yet. But, you know, because everything's, you know, everything's official and by the book. But yeah, just go anywhere. Like, please, you know, if you're a fan of the show, if you enjoyed it, if you've not enjoyed it, fuck it, hate listen. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, just go to where you find Taking the Over with Billy Gunn. Search for that, and you'll find me and subscribe and love. Oh, and it helps trick the algorithms if you, like, give me 5 stars and say something nice, you know? That's a big deal. And, like, Dome Patrol, I've gone back and looked at the Dome Patrol reviews for years. I feel like somewhere in there was a man named Scott. And Scott and I joined the Dome Patrol about the same time. And man, it's weird because Scott has this connection with Jason from back in high school, and Scott has this connection with Jeff from being like his neighbor. And he's a damn, he's like a walk and talk, and you're not going to find a more LSU fan than Scott. And so, and your friendship, like the first episode that you came on Taking the Over was like the first episode that I got ridiculously, like I accidentally dosed myself with edibles.
As an accident, huh? I remember, I think it was one of the first shows you were on, the Dome Patrol, and I don't know if we were live streaming, but we had the cameras up and you were wearing sunglasses, and you were wearing sunglasses to keep your cat away from you.
Yeah, I didn't want to make eye contact with
you. Didn't want to make eye contact with the cat.
I remember that.
It was true.
And that was one of the funnest shows. I thought you were very funny and very insightful on that show. And I believe the next week I wore sunglasses, because I was trying to keep my wife and kids from coming into the room. I figured if it worked for you with the cat, it might work for them. And, yeah.
The sunglasses, you know, actually worked though. I mean, like, I've stopped wearing the sunglasses. The cat just terrorizes me during podcasts now. Like, I'm sure your wife and kids do yourself, you
yes,
know, but like, do. But if you had the sunglasses on and you don't make eye contact with them motherfuckers, you're fine, dude. Cats, and
they also
cats,
work on
wife,
airplanes,
children,
you
all
put
of it.
The
yeah.
sunglasses and your earbuds in, even if you're not listening or to
what's fucked
or
up is I went out and got it. I went out and got a,
talking
I went
to you
got
on
a,
airplanes.
I went out and got a sunglass sponsorship from a dude that I know and love and believe in. And I pitched it one time, one episode. It's horrible. Like, I feel bad. I'd like to get him
more
on,
than you realize.
I'd like to get him on, but I'm going to be getting like Drew Brees and people like that on in the future. You know, so yeah. I mean, it's going to get a little complicated with my friends.
With your mullet wearing sunglasses.
And I don't wear mullet culture. Right. I love my time spent in mullet culture. I'm not there anymore right now.
I do have to disagree with Jeff on one thing. He said that he thought you could do any type of show, or he would green light any type of show as long as it wasn't a Saint show, because it would be redundant. But I honestly think you could do a Saint show and it'd be completely different than any other Saint show ever made.
Can I be honest with you? Talking about the Saints is exhausting to me.
Lately.
All the time. Like, because my opinion on the Saints is never going to matter. Like, and my love for the Saints is so ridiculous that I don't think I can rationally fucking talk about the Saints. I mean, I love the Saints. And it's weird. It's presents a extraordinary dilemma for betting. Y'all, with all of your betting excitement this weekend and your fucking piranha-like frenzy, there was no Saints involved.
No.
There was no LSU involved.
I can't
bet Saints. It's going to – you never say never.
I know.
You're going to bet
the basketball game.
It's tonight, like premarital sex, Scott. You're gonna have it. You just need to be fucking like wear a condom or something. You know what I mean? Like that's betting on the Saints, betting on LSU, betting on the Pelicans, betting on home team. It's like premarital. Just got yes,
I just followed you on Podbean.
Thank you. I'm on Podbean too. I'm a subscriber. To mention that. Wesley is with us this evening. Wesley, thank you. The thing about Wesley is weird is that, and it's something that brings together, and I'd be remiss before we get to Wesley, our international fans, and I recorded separately with Ben and James today, and I love James and I love Ben. I didn't realize that James is like my fucking clone of a human being that lives.
James is the Jason of the UK.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right. we both wear glasses.
And Ben, young, naive Ben. I love that, but bro, Ben's doing a lot better than I was at that age. You know what I mean? Throwing foreigners out of his country and whatnot, but like, and he's only gonna do that for like 2 more weeks. But
that's what he thinks.
Professionally, it's just gonna be an amateur.
What he's always
and it's
doing.
Just a hobby.
Then he's just gonna do it recreationally, right? The UK listeners, the international then. Dude, the international listeners, like the international listeners, I think I have more international listeners than fucking listeners in the United States of America. To be honest with you.
I think with your logo and then your alien level of weirdness, I think you have more intergalactical listeners.
I got listeners all throughout
the United States. I think your listeners are
the thing that's going to happen, Jeff, when UFOs get admitted here in the next 6 to 11 years is that you're not like it's going to be interdimensional, and that's what it's going to take some conditioning.
Is that Ben's moving on to those kinds of aliens?
Yeah, Ben has shown his
he's successful
like,
kicking out
lower level abilities. They're going to move the intergalactic. Right. He's going to join Space Force.
Yeah, Men in Black.
The intergalactic right. Space Force. Right. Wesley Coleman's with us. Wesley, you can hear him on such podcasts as Tiger's Den. And the Dome Patrol podcast and the Instant Reaction Show. He did one episode of Taking the Over. It was one of my favorite episodes of Taking the Over. This motherfucker knows his shit. I mean, Wesley is the most knowledgeable guy on the podcast network. Y'all just got to fucking deal with that. You know what I mean? He's an encyclopedia of all of it. I mean, I like talking sports. It gets laborious sometimes to talk sports and talk Saints and talk fights and talk bets and talk everything. If you're talking to somebody that doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about, it can get tiring for people on my level. I never get tired of talking to Wes because Wes is fucking on top of it. The one thing I'm very excited about, and that Wes is, I'm going to throw my roast and I'll be done, is like when I had my nervous breakdown, you know, about 10 months ago or so, it happened like 3 days before you joined our chat. And I'm a firm believer that if you had been in that chat when I was having my nervous breakdown, shit would have gone a lot worse. I'm thankful.
Say, I'm sorry.
I'm thankful that you joined it afterwards. And I remember, and I was like,
I know what you mean.
I was like, I just want to send a message out to everybody here. I fucking love y'all so much. Like, I'm sorry for what I put y'all through, except for Wes, because he wasn't here.
Over the years, through whether it's FaceTime or video chat or Zoom, I will say, Gunn, that I've been on video chat or video conferencing with a whole bunch of assholes, but you're the one that allowed me to do it with a cat's asshole. And it's the only one that I've ever been able to do a video chat with. So,
but nothing gives me more joy. Like, do you realize how fun it is? I don't think I'm going to be allowed to show my cat's asshole to the camera anymore.
The Drew Brees, when you have Drew Brees as a guest,
I'm be going live too, like straight to fucking YouTube and shit. And it's so like, I can't just like, you know what I mean? We can't do the cat's asshole is a big part of the production of
Uncle Baby Billy is not going to be allowed to make
guys.
Picks?
Do y'all realize the platform that I'm getting for Uncle Baby Billy now?
No, you know, but sounds like you're not.
You're banding him, leaving him in the
mall. No,
you're just like, no, you're just like Eli.
His asshole's disgusting. Why would you want to look at his asshole?
He's leaving him at the mall.
My child and I, we have a running joke where we talk, we throw shit at each other through the voice of the cat, and she did this thing tonight.
What's his voice?
It's like, okay, it's like if there was a fifth Golden Girl, but it was like a gay male cat. Right.
Okay.
So like the cat's like, oh, well, welcome home from volleyball practice, y'all.
So it's kind of like that little dude.
I just want to tell you that my booty is extra clean tonight if you want to take a look at it. And I go, Darce, don't fall for it. It's the oldest trick in the book. The cat is trying to make you look at his asshole because his asshole is actually really disgusting. Like, because it is, you know what I mean? Like he's a long haired cat. So. You know, if we're not giving him a sanitary, you know, shit can get out of hand.
The cat, and by the way, has a Keith voice. It kind of sounds like Keith a little bit.
So the cat is like if there was a.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like Keith
is like,
a little bit.
Because the cat. Or who is the cat's story, dude? That's the cat's story. But like, you know that, understand. Did anything with the cat get weird for y'all this year? Did anything with the cat? Like, I mean, because the cat, if you take out the weeks that he didn't participate, I think the cat has like a 57-58% fucking win percentage this year.
Is it Uncle Lindsay? Is it Lindsay?
It's Leslie.
Leslie. Nah, see, Leslie I didn't hear Jordan. That. No, I didn't hear that. Oh. I don't know who you're talking about. I'm hearing maybe a little bit of the guy, the Family Guy, the old man from Family Guy.
Hey, the other guy.
You're right. Hey. Not the old guy.
It's the other guy.
Oh, I'm going to see in Cambria.
That's Cleveland, isn't it?
No.
Daddy, why are you going away? Give me more kibble.
I know what you're talking about.
You got any of that catnip? Yeah, a little bit. Hey, is it time to pitch the game? Yeah. Hey, y'all. Uncle Baby Billy here. I'm so handsome. Because the fact of the matter is, so cat's handsome. An asshole. Handsome. Yeah. Handsome is what gets him by. If he wasn't handsome, he'd be fucking dead. Okay, it comes down to that. His charm and his aesthetic beauty are the reason that he's here. Because otherwise, he's a real piece of shit. But he's a love bug to me. I mean, he loves on me like I'm his human. Wesley hates fucking cats. So I love when I talk about cats. It so bothers me.
Well, you know, we had an idea for another show. The last time I was a guest. The last time I was on Taking the Over.
Pussy time with you tonight when we get rid of
it. Sounds like we're doing it now. What sound does your pussy make?
Does it have vodka squirting out of it?
That's a vodka squirter.
It's the best episode of Taking the Over ever.
Right.
And you can also find it if you just go. Any podcast, I mean, Apple, Spotify, Google, Podbean, Taking the Over Billy Gunn. My concern is, dude, and this is the weirdest thing in the world. I know I'm just obsessive, neurotic about it. It's like, how many people really listen to my show? We're about to find out. I might have just fucked around and found out. But I don't think I did.
Well, because when you get to the new platform, well, you're going to pick
up. Dude, I think
the
show is
there.
Good. Like, I think what I do is good. And I'm usually a very, very, very humble person. But I think when it comes to talent, and this is like an explanation for the listeners of why this is happening. Like, I got approached by a friend, an intermediary, to go do a thing. And it made a lot of sense. And it was actually the idea from day one when the show hatched. Like, I love the Don't Patrol United. I'm the biggest fan of it. It's a hobby type podcast, right? And I seek to establish a fucking brand. I don't care if it takes me 20 years. It's my retirement plan. For real. I don't care.
Tom Green was on local access cable television. Dude,
Wayne's World. When I was a kid, my favorite movie was Wayne's World. I feel like I'm living Wayne's World now.
Look, I mean,
can help sponsor Noah's Arcade.
You want to stay away from the Noah's Arcade. So this gambling app, let's get into the gambling app business. That's this gambling segment of the show. Okay. So Louisiana sports wagering mobile apps launched at 8 a.m. on Friday morning of last week. If you listen to Taking the Over, dude, I am so freaking proud and happy of like our friends, people like Mr. Coach Klein. Dude, Mr. Coach Klein has made so much money from just following the plan and like working the promos, and like just that dude is badass at picks. You know, like I feel like there was one point on either Saturday or Sunday, it's like I don't really feel like I'm doing a traditional gambling weekend. I feel like I'm just like helping like baptize friends in it, farm promo money, because this is like an arms race. There's an arms race of promo money going on right now in the state of Louisiana with these apps. You can just, I mean, like take it.
Dude, what was the one that was, they were literally the Pelicans Celtics game, the over was one.
Those are bonus and boosts, and it was like it was either
one
FanDuel did some of those, DraftKings
felt like
did
a
some
scam.
Of those, and like even the apps that sucked,
was
like because there was basically five apps released at one time, and even the ones that sucked, like in the end they everybody like gave you the money. I still, I mean, like I'll be honest, and I rarely talk in terms of actual money on this show because I think it's gauche. But like I made a grand. I withdrew a grand. There's $1,000 in my bank account right now that I initiated Sunday night across four different platforms. And I still have $600 of bonus money to play with for the Super Bowl. I have $600 of money to gambling lauder
house money
across of house money across different platforms, and they all treat it different. And that's one of the things that people like on like Caesars, yeah, like Caesars. You put $20 in and make a bet, they're your first bet, if you put in the right promo code, they're going to give you $300 in free bets. But a Caesars bet means, like, let's say you just bet the side at -110. You say Bengals +4 in the Super Bowl at -110, and you put a $50 Caesars bet down, one of their free bets, what part of their $300 they give you, you're going to win that bet minus the VIG. And that original seed money is like basically going to disappear. It's insane. It's like old school, like bullshit versus like a FanDuel or a DraftKings. Like FanDuel gives you $100. Like, yeah, we're going to make you long. Like, okay, go place a $20 bet at -110. You should win $38. Cause when you win, they give you the original money and give you the original 20 and the 18.
And your winnings, right?
And your winnings. And it's like, it's not even like really, it's like the interfaces. I mean, it was exciting watching. It was so much fun watching all y'all do it. You know, I have very, very strong impressions of the apps and who's the best, and my initial inclinations were right. But like, I want to talk about y'all's experience because it was fucking exciting to watch y'all go nuts with that shit. Let's hear it. Let's hear your number. Let's hear that number. Where you at, Scott?
Well, for me,
let's get fucking dirty.
I had originally signed up on DraftKings, FanDuel, and Barstool. Hearing how bad Caesars and MGM was, I wasn't even going to attempt to do those two. By far, FanDuel has been the easiest. Like, when I signed up for FanDuel, my $100 was waiting there. I could place bets right away. I already took out, I won like $485 on FanDuel, took out $250 yesterday, and it hit my account today.
Everybody I know won the most money on FanDuel and had the most fun on FanDuel, especially if they followed my plan. And I like they were throwing out promo codes. If you missed the pre, see, I got in on the pre, which was like $100 just for showing up. Right?
That's what I got.
And then if you missed that, you had to get a promo from a friend. So like I sent a, you know, I sent a promo to, I think, several friends. I probably made, dude, I think that I'm probably one of the top motherfucking influencers for FanDuel in the state of Louisiana.
You might be.
I might be. I'd dare anybody to fucking top me. I'd take it on. And I think FanDuel recognizes that because I've been in communication with FanDuel, which is weird, but I'll take it, you know.
Their app is definitely the easiest to use.
It's the best.
It's dude, easy it to find things. Easy. DraftKings, I still for some reason can't place a bet on the app on DraftKings. It keeps giving me an error message saying I'm using the wrong app, and it gives me a link to download another app for Android, and I click it and it does nothing.
I'll help you with that.
I've been on their website and placed bets through that. I won like I think like $50 off of that. Barstool, I haven't really used much. I want to say I bet on the Rams on that one. And lost because
the Barstool app is outstanding. And the Barstool, like, it's one of the few, one of the really cool things about Barstool is without any effort, it allows you to start banking comp points with Penn Gaming casino properties. It's very, very rare. And I say this as an old school gambler, an old school sports wagerer. I've wagered in the books, I've wagered with bookies, I've wagered online, I've done all this. It's so rare to accrue points for sports wagering with like casino properties to like comp for rooms, comp for stakes, comp for whatever.
I didn't even know they had that on there, to be honest.
Barstool does that like boom immediately. So like you're banking good credits with L'Auberge in Lake Charles through all of your everything you do with Barstool. Barstool was weird because they had this like they didn't throw as much money out as everybody else did. And they Barstool was very creative. They went after two Louisiana-based Twitter personalities, one of whom was not really from Louisiana, which is Mincy. Okay. Mincy is the man. Everybody loves Mincy. He's just an awesome dude. They grabbed him and they grabbed Megan Making Money. Yep. Megan Making Money was like a housewife from Lafayette, who was like learned how to sports bet and was badass at it, and everybody loved her, and she's like the coolest lady you'll ever meet in your entire life, you know, and like stays at home and like raises like two kids at the same time, like bets, does it all. Like she's people will sometimes slander women in the gambling Twitter community. She's not like you can't fuck with that lady. She's badass, bad to the bone. So they hired like talents like that. Like they went and hit like two major talents out of Louisiana. And Barstool kind of like runs there because Barstool is personality driven, but their app is badass. Their app might actually be the best app at the end of the day. It still remains to be seen because they didn't give out any money. I did the promo code right. It was like jump through three hoops, and they just credited me with the $100 today, and I'm very happy about it. Caesars also eventually came through with the money, but Caesars app, did anybody else download Caesars?
Nope.
Nope. Oh, you made you say not. It was crap, and I decided.
And they've, and they've been promoting probably the most. Like,
oh wait, yeah,
dude, right. They've been commercials, ads everywhere.
I didn't download the Caesars app. I downloaded the Saints Stadium app.
Well, okay, I want y'all to download the Caesars app. I want y'all to download the Caesars app.
He missed it.
I want y'all to use the. Make sure you're very intentional about using the proper promo code. I want you to deposit $20 and bet $20 with Caesars. And they're going to give you $300 via six $50 free bets.
And I will say, when
Caesars hit my shit with that, like on Monday morning, I was like, okay, Caesars, I'll like, and after this, I'm done. But I just actually got an email just before we logged on tonight, just before we started the show. My Caesars money has arrived. Like my, what I withdrew from Caesars, my initial winnings has already hit me as well.
I will say on FanDuel, so one, like I said, about $485. I have not deposited a single cent of my own money onto that account.
Right.
Not a dime. And was able just to take
free
out,
bets. Free
yeah,
bets.
Yeah, was able to
they
take
didn't
out
require, they didn't require no, a deposit nothing. Or a wager. And that's nothing. What I say. Like FanDuel and DraftKings were similar in that regard. Caesars says, we'll give you $300. You gotta bet 20. MGM did something similar. I think MGM was something like, I think I bet 10. I had a deposit and bet 10 with MGM, and I got somewhere between $200 and $300. Now, what's fun is my MGM bets, I took like Bengals money line, Bengals, you know, spread, like went to town on that kind of shit. You know, like it was the first time I saw a first score or not a first score, an anytime score, you know, so I'm like, oh. Mm-hmm. Jamar Chase anytime score. Oh, this guy anytime. And just I just won a bunch of money with BetMGM. Their app. Have y'all ever seen that YouTube show, The Angry Video Game Nerd?
Yeah, I have.
I felt like the fucking angry video game nerd using BetMGM's deal. I really did. I was making angry video game nerd faces authentically without even trying. And like I went granted, I got my money out of them and they gave it. It was kind of weird and foreboding. Like they somehow signed me up for two other services by virtue of getting my money from them, but they did ACH it right back into my bank account. So, okay. You know, but like, I don't know. This week was set up for you guys to win. Like the whole idea is to kind of slowly, I mean, it's grooming you. For gambling.
Oh, sure.
It
certainly makes you. I remember when we first started talking about it, when it opened up and we started placing our bet, and you pointed out the Celtics and it's a couple of things you pointed out that were you must make this bets. And then I got the fever, but I also was, you know, I'm going to bet $1. I'm going to bet $2 just because I want to place a ton of bets because I've got it. Like I could totally see myself having a gambling problem. Because I loved it.
But at a dollar a time, it's going to be hard. But I will say this.
Well, wasn't doing
and
to
I
make
feel
money.
Bad. One of the things I did in the I want to apologize to you, Jeff, for something I did in the group chat. I wager shamed you. There's no wager shame.
Yeah.
If you want to bet a fucking dollar, Wesley. Do bet a dollar. See, now, like, but this
can't
weekend,
even
this weekend was like the first time you could bet a dollar. You see, understand what I'm saying? Because I've been dealing with the criminal underworld.
Yeah, Uncle Tommy ain't taking your dollar bet.
If you call me to fucking place a dollar, go. You know what I mean? But like, FanDuel don't care.
No,
Caesar's a
microtransactions, man.
Yeah,
because like my thing is, if I don't want to get in the habit of betting and winning or losing big like that, because
there's gonna be a lot of people that fuck up.
Yeah. Right. I don't mind fucking up for a dollar.
That's part of the mission of taking me over is if you listen, that doesn't happen to you.
Yeah. When I go to the casino, I look for the $5 crap table. Because yep. I want my money to last.
I went to Harris.
They're hard to find.
I know I'm gonna loot Treasure Chest. Treasure Chest in Kenna has a $5, or well, did at least 10 years ago.
Yeah. Inflation.
Yeah. It's hard $10 to find a $5 table, right. Dude. Dude,
yeah, you walk in with $500, a $5 crap table.
Treasure Bay on the Mississippi Gulf Coast has like $2, $3 tables. I used to have free nights out there. Because at the time, when I was heavy in the car business, dude, like, so like say my day off was a Wednesday, all right? So like Tuesday night, I'd get set up with Treasure Bay, free room, free whatever, all that, get my ass there. And I'd sit at their $2, $3 table for like 11, 12 hours. And then go eat their like 3 a.m. breakfast badassery. And they just kept pumping it up.
It was interesting, but, you know, because I only did it because I got the free, you know, if there's a point scored in the Pelicans game, you know, so that got me started. And then, I mean, really, like I think one bet was boosted, but all the other ones were just parlays that just I happened to hit this week.
But what I'm saying is this, like,
but they were giving away, for the, like Gunn said,
they were giving away a lot of free money.
Most of y'all said that y'all only signed up for one or two apps so far, right?
All I have is
you can still fucking do this. Like I said, like Mr. Coach Klein is an extreme example. I think I'm a very basic example. Like I washed my money through at a pretty winning rate. You have to win in order for it to work with the free money, right? Now you can just be, you can take all of the chance out and just work multiple apps and bet it different ways and just guarantee about a 43% return of nothing that you laid out. Or you can like, I mean, you can do like the method that I kind of teach and preach on this show over the years is that like, if I'm laying out multiple bets across totals, spreads, and also props. And the thing about these gambling apps that we just got this past weekend in Louisiana, the same game parlays and the props, that's a game changer. I've never seen that before. Like I've never actually bet on that except for when I went to like a FanDuel Barstool or DraftKings.
You mean like the Stafford 125?
Where like you go like you'll take a player prop like Stafford over 1.5.
Or what TD was the one we all hit plus, on with Burrow?
Well, like anytime like, TD and anytime TDs are unique to online app based wagering inspired anytime TD bets.
Really,
that was not a conventional thing in any kind of book before the FanDuels and DraftKings of the world came along and made it so. And this whole thing is like such a weird exercise in like free enterprise and business and innovation because like the companies that have been around for hundreds and hundreds of years, the BetMGMs, the Caesars, they're laughable at it. Like they suck at this.
Yeah.
And the DraftKings and the FanDuels and the Barstools. Barstool's affiliate Penn Gaming.
It's because the others legacy are trying to. So you've got this brand new, call it technology, whatever. And the other, it's the dinosaur trying to fit their dinosaur into the modern age rather than understanding that, no, you have to build a new animal. You have to, you know what I mean? You can't, oh, we're going to webify or even take a website. You have a website and like, oh, let's make our website mobile friendly. And they just want to basically make you go to the websites and you see that all that is a shitty version of their website on your phone. No, you have to build it for what it is. And so these online gambling services like a FanDuel, DraftKings or whatever, their entire business model is internet gambling or, you know, online gambling or whatever.
Let me ask you this. Did you make money this weekend for free?
You damn right I did.
Jason, did you make money this weekend for free?
I definitely did.
Scott, did you make money this weekend for free?
Absolutely.
All of my friends did. Every single fucking person that I know that's in my
notice he didn't ask you, Wesley.
Wesley lives in Texas.
Oh,
hey, dude. I'll say this about these assholes with the state police and the gaming commission and all this shit they did. This geofence like a motherfucker because they had to cut those parishes out. You know?
Yeah. And wait, I have to ask an important question, if I may interrupt.
Go for it.
I'm looking at this. I guess it's a parlay. Ringer bet the house boost. Jason, I need your advice on this.
Oh, I saw this one earlier.
It's a plus 200.
Is whatever Jason says, you're going to go the opposite way?
No, this isn't football pick'ems. This is golf. The boost, it's Rose, McNeely, and Tringale.
Tringale.
See, I should not make this bet without
talking. No, you should not make this.
I have to consult with Jason. All to make the cut for Pebble Beach.
I think they'll all make the cut, but the odds are only plus 200. To me, that's not worth betting anything.
It's worth a dollar.
Ooh, it's worth a dollar.
It's worth just to say I won.
Or 10 of theirs. Or 10 of theirs. Because you got to use their money.
You've wanted me to care about golf since the day we met.
You're right.
This is how you get me to care about golf.
All right, I tell you what, Jeff. You bet a dollar on it. I'll bet $2 on it.
Okay. All Ooh. Right. Now, then the next one is Maverick McNeely plus 2,100 to win.
He finished runner up last year.
Right. That's what I read.
But in terms of odds, you know, I actually.
Who do you like?
Well, I actually put down while I had a question earlier about how do you use the bonus funds? How do you use that to bet? So I actually placed several small $2 golf. Actually, I'll bet $5 on this one. Why not? It's bonus cash. I didn't pay for it.
How do you choose bonus cash?
When you go to make your bet.
Bet it, Ash, if you want to use real cash.
Or you know what? You have to use it for either like boosted.
There's
bets.
Some bets. All right, so
yeah, you have to use it
again,
for boosted
this
bets.
This is another or area. Or no, like maybe FanDuel, bets. FanDuel, and DraftKings and Barstool shine in this area that they'll let you use the bonus money on some unorthodox bets. But like, if you go to like BetMGM or Caesars, they're gonna be like, oh, "What? You want to fucking parlay the free money? You're out of your mind." They won't let you do like something. They're like straight up, straight down, straight total, straight this. It's insanity.
I just got a $25 match. They said deposit $25 will give you 100% match.
I mean, like, we all just won $50 tonight just for fucking showing up with the LSU Ole Miss deal. If you follow, you know, if you did the deal I told everybody to do on DraftKings. And then what I'm saying is this, and again, I don't want to be
Does this last forever?
No. Very good question, Jeff. Thank you. No, it does not.
The free shit, you just got to find it and pay attention.
It does not, and I want you to realize this is not beginner's luck, okay? This is orchestrated. The idea is they're really trying to fuck you. They're trying to fuck you really bad. But they're making it, they're grooming you.
They're making it easy.
But if you pay attention and you, like, honestly, like, all you have to do is really listen to this show, you'll figure out, like, we'll talk you through. Like, right now is a different time. It's like I'm taking their money and I'm running. I'm at least.
How long do you give it? Like a month, a week?
Six months? After the Super Bowl. Probably.
Well, you know what's fun is, no, it's going to get like they're doing some fun stuff through this. It's not, I mean, the initial launch weekend was a one of time thing, right? It's never going to be like that. But they're still going to kind of like stroke a little bit here, stroke a little bit there, stroke a little, stroke it, you know, keep you hard. And then Super Bowl, what I think might actually work out in our favor with the ridiculousness of how this was launched in Louisiana is they're going to have to re-baptize everybody.
Come next football season. Absolutely.
Next football season, there's going to be all this shit's going to be flying around. And I don't want you to get caught up in it. I just like there's like two gears to this. And I've said this many times on the show over the time. There's a making money gear and there's a fireworks gear. There's a we're going to dinner gear, buying a ticket to a movie gear.
Mine is money in the piggy bank gear.
You like it? You like it?
I'm at the dollar. I'm at the penny.
Jeff's
I'm playing the penny slots.
Jeff's going to the flea market bets. That's what Jeff's saw. Right.
That's okay.
Yeah, but you know what? In the long run,
is there a circus app for?
We're going to leave the casino, and I'm still going to be playing. That's what's going to happen. Okay.
Hey, look. So I found a way to bet the bonus cash. So I figured that out.
Yeah, there's a little switch,
and I placed three $2 bets on the golf tournament this week. Pat Perez plus 8,000, Wyndham Clark plus 10,000. Kevin
Chappell.
Wait,
I want to win with you.
Plus 27,000. It's just $2 bets. Now these are long shots, but in this tournament, the Pebble Beach tournament, like three of the last five winners have been either like 100-1 or higher that have won this tournament. So just taking a flyer on flyer on long shots.
Who'd you say, Cantlay? Patrick Cantlay?
No, he's the favorite.
Okay,
I bet on him.
Golf bets are so much fun. I'm not getting into golf bets yet because I still have the greatest weekend of NFL bets. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and Jason knows because Jason and I have talked golf bets a lot. But like, golf bets are fun. Golf bets are a lot of fun. Dude, wait till you get live golf bets. Huh? Don't take that nap on Sunday afternoon. Right? Don't take that nap. Get some live golf bets going on. Holy mackerel.
So I have a question.
So I'm going to put a dollar on John Merrick. He's plus 100,000.
You're crazy, dude.
Wow. I'll say you probably shouldn't waste your dollar on this. Find another guy.
What about Brad Marrick, Peter Jacobson, Davis Love.
Peter Jacobson is 65 years old in the boot. You need to scroll up. You don't have to go that far down on the odds list, okay?
Jeff, if I could get you the Bengals plus 4.5 points in the Super Bowl, would you put a dollar on that?
Yeah.
All right, good.
I'd take the Bengals straight up in the Super Bowl.
What I did that too.
Motherfucker. I actually had the money. I actually put, sorry, let me interrupt you, Scott, for a minute. I have the Bengals that I bet last week before the Bengals Kansas City game. I've got the Bengals. Where is it? Hang on. Active. Bengals plus 850. Straight up, outright.
Oh wow!
Jeff, and the website
you bet that well ahead of time.
The website that you bet on them was it spelled Bengel? Because if so, I'm not sure about the payout.
That's cute. You're real cute. My computer doesn't know how to type or spell autocorrect.
What'll end up happening is we could talk forever, right? And so, like, the last thing I want to say about any of this is that,
I didn't get to ask my question.
No, ask your question, Scott. What's your fucking question? Yeah, I don't know. Who has questions for me? Open question.
Let's keep interrupting Scott before he can ask the question.
I don't know if you know the answer to this because we haven't had a opening to a football season, but I know, like, sports books will have, you can go and place a bet for the Saints to win the Super Bowl before the season starts, or you can go and place a bet for so-and-so to win the Heisman. Are you going to be able to do that on the apps online, or will you have to get to a sports book? Will they have those bets on the apps?
Those bets are so going to be on the apps.
Okay, great.
The futures market, oh, they love that.
That's the only time I would bet the Saints.
The futures market makes so much sense for the books. It's one of their favorites, but it also it's fun for the consumer too because, I mean, it rewards the home team. It rewards the hometown fan.
Right. I wish we could bet on who the Saints' next head coach would be.
Unless you decide to bet on Jameis Winston to lead the league in passing.
See, okay, so
then you curse your entire team.
Here's a question then. Right, Scott, you brought up, like, can you bet on things like who the next Saints' head coach is going to be? But you talk about the Super Bowl, how there's so many, like, you bet on the coin toss. Is that all going to be on the apps?
Yes, that is. In fact, on the Barstool app, you can already bet on the coin toss. I think on the FanDuel app, you can. Like, William Hill is the
I mean,
like,
that's a 50-50, right? Isn't that the best odds you can get?
Even the hardcore, like, conventional, the Caesars and the MGM, they'll eventually figure out, like, they're going to launch the coin toss bet a day before. But, like, you know, like, most of the smarter progressive apps, like, yeah, you're going to see all that shit. And that's the thing. The Super Bowl is a props bonanza.
Length of the national anthem. I know it's one.
Oh, dude, it's so much fun. And that's like last year. Here's my conspiracy theory.
Look at all the bets, and then they make sure that the coin toss is whatever the house will win the most on. And then the length of the anthem, they're like, okay, everybody bet the over on this. So we're going to make damn sure that the anthem is that short. Like, what if it was that?
Dude, I hate to say this because I never want to be accused of being a tout because I'm not a tout. And I don't think that I'm any more talented at picking things than 66% of the public. But I went 10-1 on my props at Super Bowl last year. Documented.
Do you have a strategy for what type of props you're willing to bet on versus certain props that are bait, like traps?
All right, so that's a very good question, Jeff, especially with the proliferation of the apps. And there's a dude, when I was perusing even the FanDuel's, the ones I'm touting as the best apps, they do have a lot of sucker bets on there.
Right.
When you see like, well, yeah.
That's on the Bengals with an E.
So look at it. Look at a result like the NFC Championship game where with the Rams and the 49ers, there were 4 touchdowns scored in that game, right? 2 by each team. Final result of that game was 17-14. When you see some of these like tag-along parlay sucker bets or boosted odds, flashy first things that you see, just like at the casino, the first things that you see they're trying to fuck you with, the first odds that you see they're trying to fuck you with, like, you can't bet that, like, five or like four guys are going to score four touchdowns. It just doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
So they do like three guys are going to score touchdowns, and this guy is also going to have the, this like yards, it's just
yeah.
Now
that,
not
that is
say,
actually what that is actually what we all won this weekend.
But I mean, yeah, no, it's not actually. Yeah. Has,
but
say,
that was
like
for an offensive powerhouse. Like, I would never bet
hit,
a right. parlay like that
hit
on
at
a
least
Rams
25% rate. But like whatever it is, you can almost offensive. If you're smart yeah. and you're smart about it, and you really put research and time into it, you can bend the odds to your favor to the degree to where like you might hit it 25% of the time, or you might hit it 30% of the time.
Can you tease on the apps?
You can. It looks different, and I'm still figuring it out because I love teasers. But like, yeah, you can. I mean, the
yeah, I'm a teaser whore.
Well, I mean, teasers are usually
that's why,
a bad
that's why
idea.
It squirts.
You got to tease it.
You got to tease it for it to squirt vodka.
And with this, so like with all this free money that they're giving, you still have to launder it through, right? You still have to bet it back through with them. You don't. Like you can go all bonsai, go one side or not, I suppose.
Yeah.
Or you could do something a little more creative.
Let me ask here. I got another question. If you got time for another one. So earlier I saw the Golden State game. They were 2 minutes left, down by 6-7 points or something. And I got like an end game live bet that I took them plus like 5.5. So they're down by whatever, 8-7 mm-hmm. or 8. I took them plus 5.5, figured they were going to come back and probably win the game, much less get the points, right? It suspended my bet, and it didn't let me, like, I bet it, it took it, but then the game's over, and they're like, yeah, no, we're not.
This is the best question ever. Okay, so live in-game betting is so much fun. The first fundamental of live in-game betting that you have to understand is, no matter, like, you know how, like, in the chats and the Discords and all, like, everybody's always ahead, right? But live in-game betting, they're ahead. They got a motherfucker in the stadium. Live in-game betting.
So I missed
the reality. Even Uncle Tommy's book has a fucking guy in the stadium, right? So you're always behind. The best thing about in-game, which I love in-game betting, I'm not saying you shouldn't do in-game betting, but you should wait till timeouts
mm-hmm.
or stoppages in play. The lines are still going to be there. Nothing's going to be too crazy. As long as it's not like a play getting reviewed, as long as it's not like a stoppage for a review of a call, the play will be there. So it's best to bet the in-game, because in-game live is fun, and in-game live is essential, yeah. especially if you're hedging.
You live betting on UFC fights is great in between rounds when they're done.
God, yeah.
Because
and there's no
especially
other way
you know the
right,
fighters.
Right.
You get a fighter that you know has got better stamina and is going to come back, but he gets beat up in the first round. Live betting will go extreme, and you know, like, that dude's not getting finished. He's going to finish this guy in the next. I mean, it's if you actually know the fighters, but live fighting betting is amazing.
FanDuel, DraftKings, and Barstool will probably have that. Caesars and MGM, we're going to step on their own dicks, fall over, and then their own dicks are going to go in their mouth. They never have anything close to something as awesome as like between round UFC betting. But like I said, FanDuel and DraftKings, and like in awesome. Wes's book that he uses, probably on an offshore book, they have that too. It's fucking awesome.
It's almost like Caesars and like MGM, they feel like it almost to me seems like they're just trying to survive on their name brand and just giving,
on Twitter. I
giving
said
a shitty
Twitter.
Product, but just trying to survive on their name brand.
As I've gotten really, really, really deep into the like gambling, sports wagering world and understood kind of, I mean, I've even gotten a more holistic understanding of it in the last 2 years, but like, it's not like, it's not rocket science, but also it requires a little bit of nuance. And like,
it almost seems like they're living on their name recognition and just having a shitty product and just like,
yeah, it, no, like the thing about, all right, the cool thing about sports wagering is like, it's free enterprise, dude.
Yeah.
And when the market has an opportunity, when you have five different apps to choose from with more on the way, like you can find your way to make it make sense. And like, it's just weird and telltale that like the billion-dollar, 100+ year lifespan entities just suck at it so bad. I just get fascinated by business. Like I'm not a pro wrestling fan. I don't watch the pro wrestling shows, but I love like reading pro wrestling dirt sheets and rumors and business because it's fascinating to me.
Well, it's kind of like what you talk about earlier, how much Saints you can talk about. I feel like there's a lot of times where I'm as much, if not more, fascinated by the business of the NFL than I am the on the field action. You know, we talk about the coaching, you know, the interviews and what's happening there. We talk about what moves you're going to make, settling your cap, just all of that kind of stuff, the business of running the franchise. And apparently everybody else is just as much infatuated as that. Otherwise, Madden wouldn't have opened up a whole franchise building element feature to their gameplay. And there's also video games that you don't ever actually play the football game. You just manage the team.
Or like Football take the Manager. FIFA game. Football Manager is a soccer game. Football that is Manager, huge, yeah. Huge.
I was going to say, Ocho Cinco's live stream on Twitch is literally you're watching him manage a team. He never plays. I'm being hyperbolic, but he spends more time managing his team and working out trades.
Did any of y'all, Wes, did you have that that old school late 70s, early 80s board game, football game where the whole thing vibrated?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You put the guys on there. Dude, I got that. That was a hand-me-down gift for me when I was a kid, right? My brothers had it, and I was 8 and 10 years younger than them, so I got it from them. And we must have lost the football, so we put like a little silly putty like as the football on whoever was the ball carrier when you turned it on. You know, I mean, like we've always been drawn to games. We've always been drawn to gaming. And look, I mean, like it was so fun to watch y'all's reaction this weekend.
Dude.
Like, oh my God, this is so awesome.
This is the most fun I've had watching football. We were like kids on Christmas, right? I called it before the game started. I said how awesome it's going to be when this parlay hits and we're all going to celebrate it together because we all bet that same parlay and we were all rallying. Like we needed Joe Burrow to get what, like 7 more yards or something.
He hit 250 on the dot. Like he needed 250.
And y'all are worried. I go like, look, if you go look at the fine print, 249.5. It's always so funny, and I love when like new gamblers come on board because I love hearing people say things like, the half a point doesn't matter. I don't give a fuck about the half a point. No, the half a point matters a lot.
Oh, yeah.
249.5 was the letter of the law of that bet. They both got over 249.5. I mean, like, it matters. It matters on spreads. It matters on all of this.
When you hit on, was it Burrow? Because you took Mahomes with 3+ touchdowns and Burrow with 2+ or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was too chicken shit to bet the Mahomes 3+. Cause that was, I know he could do
the
it.
The fun thing about prop bets is they can get him in the first half. Yeah. He got touchdown. That in the first half.
And the fact that he got it in the first half, I kicked myself for not placing that $1 bet.
And then how satisfying was it that I got paid because he cleared the prop in the first half. But at the end of the day, I fucking hate Patrick Mahomes. I'd rather see Joe Burrow win.
Yeah.
And Joe Burrow goes and wins. So then you get the, and that's the thing.
So you made your money off of Pat Mahomes' success. So you didn't like the fact that he threw his 3 touchdowns, but you liked the fact that you got paid for him.
You talk about, like I said, it's a thrilling way to watch football. Dude, that's the way I've been doing it. I take 60 to 90 milligrams of fucking marijuana edibles. And lay somewhere.
I don't think between, I can. So rule number
lay
one.
Lay somewhere between $200 and $400 rule number one, every weekend.
Place like your bets. It's just the way you life, go brother. Under the influence, and then don't place any other bets after.
Well, no, dude. That's rule number one. That's rule number one. Is do not drink and bet, man. Do not drink and bet. Now, I wouldn't even tell most people to get stoned and do it, but I mean, I just, you know, I'm different. But
get a little more analytical.
Am I misremembering, or were there a couple of y'all that at first were like, even Jeff, weren't you like originally like, I don't really care that gambling's coming legal. Yes, and then like, as it got close, and then Jason like waited till like the second game was like, I'm in.
Right. Like, I held out the longest.
So low key. Low key Jason.
Low key Jason. All of y'all heard, a couple weeks ago were like, I don't care. Not interested. Won't ever bet. Not going to download it. And then Gunn's like, there's some free money here. And you're like, but what do you mean free money? And he had to tell y'all like four times, there's free money. Like,
literally, right. You know what got me?
Like, it's still there. By the way, they've only signed up with like two of the five apps. So they've still got like, they could still go.
So I'm halfway through DraftKings. I will say like DraftKings sign up process is a pain.
You
want
to get paid
ass.
$500 to watch the Super Bowl?
Wait. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Just do that. All right. So on any major podcast my app, attention. On any major podcast app, just faking the over Billy Gunn.
Wait. So here's my thing.
Gunn, do you know if there's any? Go ahead, Jeff.
Or is it like you talk about the they're giving away a free money for signing up, whatever. Hold on. And then when you was like, it's $100 for signing up on FanDuel and this much for that. And I'm like, all right, you know what? Fuck it. I'll sign up on FanDuel, get my $100, and I'll make that last by doing dollar bets for everything. And I signed up, claimed my $100, never opened the app again for the rest of like 2 days or something. And then you know what got me was the Pelican Celtics. 1 point over, and you were like, everybody
got to log in. You got to log in twice, and that's if you follow me at Taking the Over on Twitter. I'm posting like LSU versus Ole Miss tonight. If 1 point got scored, fucking like free $50 or free $25. I can't remember.
That's what I need.
It's that's the thing, is like FanDuel didn't give me $300 off the bat, but I made the most money on FanDuel because they had the most cool. Fucking right, DraftKings didn't give the most money off the bat.
Right. The fact FanDuel gives you $100 for signing up, but then they gave
the
you $50
suck.
For one
now,
point
the
of basketball game.
Who have you seen the most commercials for, Jeff?
DraftKings?
Caesars owns everybody. Caesars owns everybody.
Actually,
they own the Saints. They own LSU. Caesars, they own the Mannings. Caesars owns everybody.
What's his name?
They own everybody, and they are the worst fucking
JB Smooth.
App.
Yeah, JB Smooth.
And it's hilarious.
It's all over my Twitter feed. Yeah.
I'm seeing the fucking rats jumping off the ship. And y'all think I'm fucking silly. Yeah, and we did. We've had conversations on the air and off the air about this shit. And I said, and if we're putting ourselves with anybody, we're putting ourselves with FanDuel. Because it makes the most sense because it's the best one.
Dude, their UI is phenomenal. It's easy.
The
for
name
like
on the Superdome. The name on the Superdome is their app is a fucking abortion.
Right. Which shows that buying the naming rights to a stadium doesn't mean shit. It doesn't.
Stop watching, Scott. Turn it off.
Yeah, Scott.
Oh, I hope you didn't bet on that.
Are they going to cover the 11?
they're losing.
Oh,
Mississippi's gonna win money lines. That
LSU,
money line,
LSU's down
that $1 I put on Ole Miss.
Ooh, let me go make an end game bet.
No,
foul him. Fuck. Sorry.
I feel like that $1 I put on Ole Miss earlier is gonna pay me something like $10.
FanDuel is about to make it onto my home screen. You know, like right now I have to like slide, scroll, open a folder, get into, you know, I gotta find FanDuel.
It's gonna be great.
If you did not sign up with the shitty companies, still give them a chance because just go take their fucking money. I've got my money out of both of the shitty companies.
Yeah, but it sounded like you had to go to Saudi Arabia to get it done.
Didn't you have to like also like put your utility bill on there and shit?
Nobody else I know had that same problem with Caesars. Caesars just fucked with me for some reason. They made me do a fucking utility bill.
It takes 15 minutes to sign it. Like DraftKings,
everybody else, it was like easy in and easy out. For these motherfuckers. But at the end of the day, I got my money from everybody. Everybody delivered on their promos. Everybody delivered on their promos after all the smoke cleared. Mm-hmm. FanDuel did. Barstool hit me with an extra $100 this morning. that I was like an IOU on a thing they hadn't processed yet.
Can I? We were talking
about geofencing. Does anybody know if there's any betting apps in Hawaii? Because I'll be there for the Super Bowl, so I wasn't sure if I'd be able to maybe do some prop bets.
Did you think the Pro Bowl was this weekend?
Gunn, do you think the Pro Bowl
was still in Hawaii?
Can I bet from the cruise ship? Because I'll be on a cruise ship this weekend, and I need a.
Wes, just PayPal me some money and I'll bet it for you.
What brand cruise is it?
It's Carnival.
Carnival. Oh, geez. It's shitty. The Wi-Fi is so shitty on Carnival.
Let me ask you a question, Jeff.
What if it was a Caesar's
cruise? When's the last time you had COVID?
When's the next time you're going to have COVID?
No. Here's the answer I'm looking
for. June, May?
Here's the answer I'm looking for.
Oh, no. I think he's had COVID
in the last 3 months.
I think I had it 3 weeks ago.
You were at the game.
If he had COVID.
Yeah, I was at the Saints game.
Right. If he's had COVID in the last 3 months, take a cruise.
I have.
If you haven't had COVID in the last 3 months, don't take a cruise.
Oh, I'm taking a cruise in May. I haven't had COVID yet.
You look forward to it.
Knock on
wood. If you had COVID in the last three months,
put this on FanDuel. Does Jeff get COVID on Carnival?
Fuck, dude. I will bet so heavy.
Let me tell you something. If I get COVID, I've had hangovers worse than COVID. Okay.
So you're not scared of COVID, or you telling me you had COVID?
Now I'm going to die.
I've had COVID.
Especially when you get that cruise ship COVID.
I've confirmed it once. And
how long ago was that?
That was in May
of.
And this 2021.
2021. That's how many months ago?
That's like
nine months ago. And then I believe I had it two months ago. But I've had a hangover worse than what Omicron gave
That's
me.
That's fine. I'm not worried about that. I'm just, for the sake of this bet, I want you to test positive.
Right. Okay.
Jeff, before booking the cruise, did you check out what the recipe was for the lobster bisque that they served?
I actually have an ask out to support at carnival.com to sprinkle
some white fish in it.
Right. Do I need to go catch my own lobster to put in the bisque?
Or that'd be kind of cool.
Do I need to do a little dredging behind the ship?
Fellas, is there anything? Let's start wrapping this up.
Okay. I want to ask you this. Over the course of your show, you've had reporters or writers, what columnists? I don't know. From Louisiana publications on your show as guests, and you've asked them questions, and I don't know if they're listening. I don't if you plan on having them back, especially now that sports gambling is legal in Louisiana. But I will say this as a compliment to you, that when you had these people whose jobs it was to cover, I felt like you know more about what's going on than they do, as far as it was the chase to wonder, like, is it going to land on time? When's it going to get here? You were more knowledgeable than the people whose job it was to write about it. When it came to talk about, I remember specifically there was an episode, I was pressure washing my back patio while listening to this episode. It was talking about the LSU Ole Miss game, maybe. And y'all were talking about it. And this guy, whoever you had, he wasn't from here, so he didn't have the respect for LSU. Maybe it was earlier than that. Mm-hmm. And I could just hear, Scott and Wesley, it kind of goes back to another, like, we import these people to come and cover these media personalities, professional paid media personalities to come and cover our local sports, and they don't have the, I'm going to call it respect, to learn the history, the legacy, whatever it was, like what goes into the program as a whole. And Gunn, the reason I bring this up for you is the person you had on, when you're talking about even within the context of gambling or wagering, they couldn't articulate why one thing, what they thought would happen, could happen, might happen, other than what they know of for the past 18 months. You know what I mean? Or what they know and what they could spit out national headlines. And you've another thing that you have that's a common thread on your show is how you talk about, and I want to hear these things as I continue to listen, is where you talk about how Vegas or whoever sets these odds, they're not paying attention. They don't know the shit that we know when you follow a team to the level that we follow our teams, right?
That's where you can gain an edge, yeah.
That's right. And yeah. That's the kind of stuff that I think the biggest value that I get as a listener from your show is that insider edge that you're not going to get from a syndicated national talking head headline type show.
Thank you. That's a great point. And I've got the perfect illustration of that. And it's very, very timely.
Yeah. And Even though your goal is to become one of those.
It is the Cincinnati Bengals spread versus the Los Angeles Rams in the Super Bowl that opened at 3.5, maybe even 3. And it has since moved to as high as Bengals plus 4.5.
I don't get that.
I think, Jeff, what you're seeing there is there's a regional big market bias, right? And so, like, you can admit that, like, regional big market biases exist in officiating or coverage. And, like, these are all very easily quantifiable things, right? And maybe I'll take officiating out. Just say coverage. We'll start with coverage, right? You'll see, like, there's a regional bias that exists. There's a national bias that exists that even permeates into the bookmaking and the lines. And it's one of the few universal truths that you can find an edge with. I'll use, again, another example, the University of Alabama in college football, who we all hate. We don't like the University of Alabama in football. We're LSU fans. We're people from Louisiana or whatever. But when you really look at what the bookmakers nationally do with the University of Alabama football, especially in like championship games, it gets crazy. Now, this current year was not an example of that.
As in, you bet Alabama in those games, you're saying?
Because they're undervalued because of regional. But what the fuck does Tuscaloosa have on the rest of the world? Other than a badass football team that defies the fucking, I mean, like, there's something like 66, 67% against the spread for the last 14 years. You just bet Alabama football. All them assholes run around in Alabama, I hope they have private bookies, because if they just bet fucking home pure dumb luck, they're hitting at a 67% rate.
Hey.
Over Saban's tenure.
Good deal for them.
Gunn, I just want to say, like, I know you were talking about, like, this kind of started as a hobby thing on Dome Patrol, and I mean, you've loved it and you wanted it to, you know, go into a career and retirement plan one day. And I know you've got big goals. So, I mean, keep working at what you're doing, keep your high goals. Don't forget that you've done that. And I mean, I guess a shorter way to say that is, you know, keep pounding.
Keep pounding. Fuck them.
You knew we had to work it in.
I will never invite a stranger into my house again. The motherfuckers with the keep pounding.
Wait, there's a backstory to this. Like, it's not just the Panthers.
No, it's the Panthers. No, it's the Panthers.
I remember that episode. I just didn't know if there's something on the end. Yeah, I was on that episode.
I was like, I was so naive about just being friendly to the world. You know, I'm just a stoner, dude. You know, and I'm like, I'll just talk to a fan podcast. It went well week one. I love the Packers guy. I'm a friend of him. I like that guy, the Packers guy. And we beat their ass unexpectedly.
And then
we fucking lost to the Panthers. And I'm pretty upset about it for multiple reasons. And that motherfucker started tweeting me during the game, keep pounding. And I mean, dude, I'm old school, bro. Like, I wanted to fight that guy. Like, I want to fucking get a plane ticket to Charlotte, you know, keep wherever the fuck he's at. No, I'll go fight him. I don't even care.
That's awesome.
That's so we have Jason, is there anything you want to say before we get out of here?
No, just I look forward to
keep pounding.
Yeah. No, I'm not gonna, he's already been pounded enough. He doesn't have to pound some more. No, like, I'm excited for what's next for you, and I'm excited to listen to the shows, and I'm excited to sprinkle my little wagers here and there. Nothing major, but you know, because I suck at gambling, so I'm gonna need good good information on if I am going to gamble. I need to at least be as prepared as I can, because otherwise, because I'm so used to just my bets being terrible.
I'll lead you to the water. How about that?
Good enough.
I won't make you drink, but I'll lead you to the water.
Oh, I'll drink.
Scott.
Oh yeah. I feel like this is kind of bittersweet, kind of like you said earlier. I texted Jeff this, like, I hate change. That's just me. I don't like finales of like shows, because like I don't want the show to end. And not just because they finales usually suck, but like I get in my feelings when I see finale shows. Like, I really do, because just Survivor. Knowing that. Yeah, well, not even Survivor. Survivor is good because you get into it. I'm talking about like network shows,
space.
Like, yeah, stuff like that. Like, I get into my feelings because I don't want to see the show go. And I know your show is not going anywhere, but it's going off of our platform, I guess. And it's just, I don't know. I just have trouble with change. So, but I do wish nothing but the best for you. I think you're going to do great things and you're going to kill it. And I look forward to listening to your shows and getting some good gambling advice, because I got a feeling I'm going to need it.
It's a frenzy. Would you not admit that, like, people want to fucking... I remember when Uncle Tommy came into my life and like regular easy access to fucking sports gambling came into my life about 4 years ago. And I was like, I want to find gambling podcasts. I love podcasts. I love gambling. I want gambling podcasts.
And there's not a lot out there. I'm sure there are a lot out there, but there's not a lot out there that are good.
They're just not authentic. That's the difference, guys.
You want to hear crazy facts?
Like, every other gambling podcast, I could close my eyes, you could play 15 of them, and I couldn't distinguish one from the other. I can distinguish your show from everybody else.
Do you want to hear a crazy fact?
That's what makes your show.
And like, now
this crazy fact goes back to y'all. I can't take any fucking credit for this. This is on y'all. This podcast is there's not a fucking gambling podcast in the state of Louisiana.
Dome Patrol
taking the over, taking the over.
Oh, we're gonna go edit the script.
The taking the over podcast. There's more people listen to this fucking podcast about gambling in Louisiana than any other fucking podcast about gambling in Louisiana.
Believe it. Believe that.
That's crazy. That's fucking crazy.
And that was when they couldn't legally bet.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. So, you know, that's crazy to me. It like, I mean, I don't try to be Mr. fucking big time or anything, you know, I can't be humble about this. People like our show. So, fuck it.
Look, at the end of the day, it feels good to see you jump to that next level. And I don't know, like, we haven't said the other network platform, whatever.
Boot Crew Media.
It's okay to say it. Yeah,
Boot Crew Media. Yeah. I said at the beginning, but Boot Crew Media. Yeah.
Oh, did you? I wasn't listening.
Shocker.
As I do when I
you were tradition.
When I turn your podcast on, typically I don't listen. But how's that for an ending?
That's where Rospaglu is, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do expect some quid pro quo.
Oh yeah, so, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unlike
I've already promised James and Ben, you know, soccer days.
Yeah, nah. We'd love to bridge the family. You know, extend. It's like when two kingdoms. You know, you send one emissary over, and you marry their queen or something, and now we've got some sort of alliance between.
Right.
Nah, but no, what's happening here is fantastic. And for those on the Dome Patrol Network, I will say, this is an opportunity for
I'm
us.
Excited to see y'all add another show.
Well, we may or may not. This might, well, we challenge. May go in another direction. We may streamline. We may, like, this is an opportunity for us to actually sit down. It's the Saints offseason. Sean Payton's gone. Like, what do we do with our, and we, you know, we're, I will say this, Scott, you don't like change. I'm actually probably the most polar opposite of that, where if you're not changing, you're dying. And so that's going to, about to make you really uncomfortable. No,
I don't like it, but I get it. But also I don't like things ending, but I like things beginning. Like, I don't mind change if things are beginning. Like, I don't like things ending, I guess I should say. Like, I get in a comfort zone and I like that the way it is. And I don't want something like that to end, yeah. But I don't
mind. I'm a disruptor. I love.
I know you are.
I really appreciate a gun. And I know we'll, I know this is a, For everybody else, I mean, we'll still be talking every single day about Saints-related things and betting and everything else in our lives and movies and all this kind of everything
and,
else. So,
and cruises and Hawaii trips.
Yeah, and all of that. But I'm excited for you.
Tool shows.
It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I was Tool last night.
Well, you didn't see the Twitter, WhatsApp text,
knowingly.
Wesley was like a school child yesterday.
It was amazing.
Well, look, as is tradition on this show, would y'all go ahead and just say goodnight to all the beautiful people listening out there, all the overtakers?
Good night, all the beautiful people out there. Good night, all the overtakers.
How about we'll see you guys. Overtake your donkeys.
Good night, and life is too short to bet the under.
Good night, Overtaker Nation.
You should play some Undertaker music.
We got the music on lockdown, Jess. Music's under control. Don't worry. We got traditions here. It's on. This is the Coheed and Cambria is playing. I'll see you on the other side. I love you. Kisses, hugs. Loves and all that too. Bye.